السلام علیکم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی۔ قال اللہ تعالی فی الفرقان الحمید، یا ایتها النفس المطمئنہ ارجعی الی ربک راضیۃ مرضیہ فادخلی فی عبادی وادخلی جنتی۔ صدق اللہ العظیم۔ اللہم صلی علی محمد النبی الامی وعلی آلہ وسلم تسلیما۔ My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent each one of us in this world for an exam, for a test. Allah Rabbul Izzat has informed us through His divine books and especially through the glorious Quran which questions will be asked, what the testing is about, what a person has to avoid and what a person has to acquire. So in a nutshell, why we have been sent in this world is very, very simple. It is to avoid that and acquire that which Allah Rabbul Izzat wants us to acquire. That's why Allah Rabbul Izzat created heaven and earth and this entire universe. But at the same time, there are many objects, beautiful objects, that Allah Rabbul Izzat has placed in this world that do not allow a person to see the true picture. There's a hadith in Abu Dawood reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is a very lengthy hadith in which Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions the abode of the believers and the non-believers, and then sends Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wassalam to see and observe. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لما خلق الله الجنة. It is a hadith Qudsi that the Prophet of Allah says, when Allah created paradise. We have heard many speeches upon paradise. We hear many knowledgeable people speaking about paradise, and when we study the Quran, Allah has dedicated many verses of the glorious Quran to the description of paradise. لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ, when Allah created paradise, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, Allah Rabbul Izzat said, يَا جِبْرِيلُ, O Jibreel, the very famous angel, the most powerful angel, اِذْهَبْ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا, go and see paradise. I have created paradise. اِذْهَبْ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا, go and see it. فَذَهَبَ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا, so he went and he saw. ثُمَّ جَاءَ, then he returned and he submitted. يَا رَبْ وَعِزَّتِكَ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِهَا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَهَا. So what does Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam say? He said, none shall hear about it, but he shall strive and struggle to enter it. None shall hear about it, but he will strive and struggle to enter it. That's how beautiful Jannah is. As it has been said in another hadith, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ فَقْرَأُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. It is a place and an abode that eyes have never seen. We see so many beautiful scenes in this world, so many beautiful makhluks of Allah in this world. But paradise is a place that you cannot see, you have not seen with your eyes. And whatever I say, it will not justify the beauty of Jannah. Whatever anyone says will not justify the beauty of Jannah. It cannot give a true picture of what Jannah is about, paradise. And you can close your eyes and go into dream world and imagine and dream about beauty. But still, your imagination and your dream cannot reach the beauty of Jannah. It cannot cross your mind. Your mind cannot reach that level of tranquility, happiness, joy, and beauty. And if a person wants to really know, in a nutshell, what Jannah is about, فَقْرَأُوا Read. فَلَا تَعْلَمُوا نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ That what Allah has prepared is concealed from the human eye. But it has been restored for him, prepared for him, waiting for him. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes and he says, لا يسمع بها أحد إلا دخلها. Whoever hears about Jannah, now we've heard about it, and we become very, very inclined towards achieving Jannah. لا يسمع بها أحد إلا دخلها. ثُمَّ حَفَّهَا بِالْمَكَارِهِ ثُمَّ حَفَّهَا يَعْنِي جَنَّةً بِالْمَكَارِهِ Then Allah Rabbul Izzat surrounds Jannah with adversities. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Ya Jibreel, O Jibreel, اِذْهَبْ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا Go and see it now. فَذَهَبَ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا So he goes and he sees. ثُمَّ جَاءَ Then he returns. And what is the response of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam this time after visiting Jannah that is surrounded by adversity? Rabb, wa izzatika laqad khashitu an la yadkhulaha ahad. Laqad khashitu, I fear, O Allah, that none shall enter into paradise. Because what you have surrounded Jannah with, the obstacles, the hurdles, the hindrances that you have placed around Jannah are so powerful, so pulling, so attractive that they will not allow a person to see the beauty of Jannah. It will become a past memory. It will not be in front. It will be a past memory. What is Jannah? The adversities of this world, the masaib of this world. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the Prophet of Allah says, Lamma khalaqallahu an-nar. Then, when Jahannam, hell, was created, Qala Allah azza wa jal, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Ya Jibreel, O Jibreel, idhhab fanzur ilayha. Go and see it. فَذَهَبَ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا So he went and he saw it. ثُمَّ جَاءَ Then he came back and he submitted, يَا رَبْ وَعِزَّتِكَ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِهَا أَحَدٌ فَيَدْخُلَهَا None shall hear about it. None shall hear about it. But he will strive and struggle to avoid it. The food, the drink, the heat, the neighbors, the wailing, the screaming, the crying, the sorrow, the remorse, the sadness, the wailing, the pain, the agony, the eternity that surrounds you, with all these problems, لا يسمع بها أحد فيدخلها. Whoever hears about that, he shall make an absolute 100% struggle to avoid it. فَحَفَّهَا بِالشَّهَوَاتِ So Allah Rabbul Izzah surrounds it with carnal desires. Carnal desires. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Ya Jibreel, O Jibreel, اِذْهَبْ فَنْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا Go and see it now. فَذَهَبَ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا So he goes, he observes, ثُمَّ جَاءَ He returns and he submits. يَا رَبْ وَعِزَّتِكَ وَعَرْشِكَ لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا يَبْقَى أَحَدٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَهَا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام I say that none should be able to avoid it. Somehow they will drop into it. Somehow. These desires, these ambitions will not allow a person to avoid such a terrible abode. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. Hawa, the desire. There are two types of people in this world. One is that person that is a slave to the desire, as been mentioned in the Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. They make their desire their Lord. So they are controlled and governed by the desire. And the second person is that is not a fool, that is not foolish. He says, no, you cannot govern me, you cannot control me. I am the ambassador, I am the insan, I will control you. I will control you so much that you become habituated to the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yakuna hawahu taba'an lima ji'tu bih. That the desire conforms to the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Conforms to the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is what Jannah is, and this is what Jahannam is. We know information has been collected, gathered, documented, presented. It is in front of us. But there are shahawat, there are makari, that are obstacles that are not allowing us to take that step that will take us further away from Jahannam, closer to Jannah.